Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing Podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading it, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. This piece was published on October 4th, 2020, and is entitled Long Links. Now, as the title suggests, it is mostly an assortment of links to long-form pieces, and you can't follow them if you're just listening to this. But if any of them strike you as interesting, maybe that would provoke you to pull up the blog and click on the link and read the good piece. Okay, back to the piece. Welcome to the fourth monthly Long Links installment, in which I take advantage of my lightly employed status to enjoy high-quality long-form pieces and point out a few that seem worthwhile in the hope that you might fit one or two into your busier lives. Truth has long been one of my obsessions, and is a recurring theme in this blog. I'm contemplating something really long-form on the subject. It occurred to me that there might be a Wikipedia entry on truth, and wow, is there ever, with a link. I enjoyed reading it. The only systems of thought I know of that dare to claim to dispense absolute truth are religions. They are growing small and weak, as described by, in U.S., decline of Christianity continues at a rapid pace, that's a link, from the Pew Research Center. I'm not religious and have little sympathy for the intellectual gymnastics of those who defend their faiths, but our society's architecture assumes the power of religion in mostly unspoken ways, so we can't expect its diminishment to be entirely side-effect-free. The Internet is for End Users, that's a link, is a document that Mark Nottingham, longtime co-chair of the HTTP work at the IETF, which is pretty important stuff, has been circulating for a while and is now RFC 8890. I quote, "When there is a conflict between the interests of end users of the Internet and other parties, IETF decisions should favor end users." End of quote. Sounds simple, but the implications are profound. Recently, the acronym WEIRD has been getting traction. Read about it in Why Are We in the West So Weird? A Theory, that's a link, which is a review of The Weirdest People in the World, How the West Became Psychologically Peculiar and Particularly Prosperous by Joseph Heinrich. The acronym stands for Western, Educated, Industrialized, Rich, Democratic. One of the Internet's biggest problems, thus also a concern for society in general, is the deeply dysfunctional state of online advertising, which has made it essentially impossible to build a new ad-supported publishing operation because the Google-Facebook duopoly has sucked all the profit out of the system. Anything that can ameliorate this is a big deal. In Wired magazine, Can Killing Cookies Save Journalism? That's a link. Describes an experiment that suggests a way forward, and also includes a useful explainer on the shape of the problem. Another dive into the troubled waters of ad-supported anything is, link, Facebook-Google duopoly won't crack this year, in eMarketer. Quote, by the end of the year, nearly 70% of U.S. digital ad dollars will end up with one of the three leading ad sellers. Ouch. There are plenty of ideas out there on reconstituting the journalistic ecosystem, and I suppose a socialist approach deserves a look, so look no further than, link, Big Tech Can't Save Journalism, Democratic Socialism Can, in Jacobin magazine, because, well, of course. My former employer has certainly become a hot target for aggressive journalists and civic society activists. Well, being the world's most powerful company, and simultaneously one that touches nearly everyone's life, will do that. I still think that, link, Amazon is a symptom, not the problem. So I enjoyed, link, Amazon's unrestrained power is a threat to the European social model, a set of recommendations from a cross-European labor congress, which echoes that message. The piece begins, and I quote, using Amazon as an example of how dominant online platforms use their vast market power to avoid taxes, squeeze small and medium-sized businesses, engage in price dumping, and drag down labor conditions, end of quote. Now, Amazon may be just a symptom, but sometimes the symptoms can hurt pretty badly. Writing at the Center for Investigative Reporting's Reveal, Will Evans offers, link, How Amazon Hid Its Safety Crisis, which subsequently featured on the front page of the Seattle Times. It is very damning, and easily explained as a consequence of the pathologies I wrote about in, link, Just Too Efficient. Have you ever done arithmetic in a calculator, either a physical one or the app on your phone, and gotten an answer that should be simple but ends in 0.0000001 or 0.999999? Adrian Collier's link towards an API for the real numbers in his wonderful The Morning Paper blog discusses a link paper by Hans Behm that explains how to avoid those funny numbers. Now, unless you're pretty damn geeky, this is going to go right by you. But a whole lot of computer programmers, including me, have learned painfully that the base 2 numbers inside our computers have an often dysfunctional relationship with the base 10 numbers inside our brains. Mame's work is a mathematically rigorous assault on the problem and includes a practical exposition, namely his code, which is currently working well in half a billion or so Android devices, producing no .00001s or .99999s. Remember the cancel culture letter in Harper's back in July? I think I'm not alone in having intense discomfort around aspects of this debate. The vast majority of people who got deplatformed seem to pretty clearly deserve it, and many of the people shouting cancel culture are doing so in bad faith. On the other hand, any system where changes of direction occur is subject to hysteresis, and there have been cases where I thought the trigger fingers a little bit over itchy. It'd be nice to draw general conclusions, but I don't feel smart enough. Apparently, the people who signed the Harper's letter did feel that smart. John F. Harris in Politico offers link head cases, the psychology behind the cancel culture debate, which is considerably more nuanced than the typical words on the subject. I felt better informed after reading it. Politics these days is exciting, and not in a good way. Here's a calming but radical idea in The New Republic, well summarized by its title. Link, what if Democrats just promised to make things work again? Government is, or should be, much more about administration than ideology, so administering well should be a key goal of anyone who claims to care about good government. To be fair to the Republicans who've been mismanaging America to the tune of a couple of hundred thousand fatalities, they've never really acknowledged that good government is actually a thing. Finally, Sabine Hassenfelder is one of the most lucid science analysts out there. She's a physicist and cosmologist, and usually stays pretty close to home, but not always. An example would be, link, path dependence and tipping points, which explains some important and not well known enough math, but ends up with extremely sobering observations about the climate emergency and the IPCC's work on it. Deep stuff. Well, that's all, folks.